The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian. Sorry about that, Mark.
Try that again.
And also, we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to connect to us and sound better than the average caller, then that's the way to do it. So far, phones are loaded up with people who want to talk about the death penalty, for the most part. But you can bring up anything. For those of you just tuning in, the issue that brought this to the table tonight was a man in Texas who is on death row, but has had his death penalty stayed due to the fact that he is crazy. And he believed that he was sending his daughter, so he claims, to heaven by killing them, shooting them to death.
Well, how the hell else do you send them to heaven?
And that he wanted to get to, I guess, protect them from his ex-wife or something like that. And now he's in prison and is not going to the death penalty, at least not immediately. There's a stay on his execution. It brought up the issue of the death penalty, and of course people feel very strongly about this. You can also bring up what you want on this issue or wherever else you want. Take us at 855-453, Skype username lrn.fm. Duncan is on the line in Pennsylvania, and Duncan wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Okay, so I was talking about giving prisoners Xanax before you perform an execution. Now, they do this in Saudi Arabia, but it's illegal in Texas. Now, I want to know what you think about it, because if you give someone Xanax, they're going to suffer less. But some people think you should suffer.
And yeah,
Saudi
I think
Arabia,
that
they give them Xanax.
There's nearly nobody who's going to try to make the argument that people should suffer through an execution. Obviously, some people on talk radio will, but you know, nobody of sort of consequence within the apparatus. So they're going to use other arguments like, well, that needs to be prescribed by a doctor in order to get what they want, which is in fact for people to suffer more. The what they have with the lethal injection.
You said nearly no one, Mark? I'd be interested to know. I don't know if I would go so far as to presume what people would or would not think. I mean, a lot of the people who support the death penalty seem to relish it. They seem to really be into the idea of someone going to whatever gas chamber or in lethal injection or firing squad. I suspect a fair amount of those people support the idea of suffering. These are people who, in some cases, are getting schadenfreude. They are getting pleasure from the suffering of another person, and so therefore increasing that suffering would increase their pleasure. They're the kind of people who would show up. Many of them are the kind of people who would show up at a public execution if they could do so. Well, and so I suspect it may be more than what you think.
I was given Xanax for an operation I had, a vasectomy, so not a major operation or anything like that.
Was it an option? Like, hey, would you like this?
They told me to take it, and I took it. I had no idea what it was going to do, necessarily, but a doctor gave me the pill, and that's what I did. I was completely out of it.
I think I was given the choice.
They absolutely could have executed me.
I think I was given the choice during my vasectomy to either local anesthetic or to go out, and I chose local.
I wasn't given that option. So I'm...
I had a nice conversation.
I would
doctor.
Support the... Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, pal.
He was from New Hampshire. It's actually before I moved here.
That's really great. Yeah. I would support prisoners getting Xanax in that circumstance, anything that makes the transition easier. If I look at the death penalty favorably, and I don't, if I look at it favorably, I say that it's simply like killing a mad dog. And I'm not looking to torture a mad dog when I kill it. I'm just going to shoot it in the head. I'm a farmer, and I have animals on my farm, and sometimes...
Which you would never do because you're also a felon, and so you would never shoot anything.
I can have an air gun, but I don't actually do the executions on my farm, but I'm there to make sure that the animals are taken care of properly.
So I'm curious, Duncan, you've asked us what we think. What do you think about it, though? You've actually been to Saudi Arabia. You've witnessed some of these executions.
Well, they give them Xanax for a reason out there, and it's not to make their suffering less. It's to make the executions easier.
I bet it is.
How does it make it easier?
It's not for humanitarian reasons at all.
How does it make it easier to execute someone if they're on Xanax?
Well, when you're trying to, you know, chop someone's head off, they've got to be pretty passive and stay pretty still and scream. And if they're Xanaxed up, they're pretty much cheap.
Yeah.
You asked earlier, by the way, do families get to do it themselves? No, there's a guy. It's a guy they hire in every city. He does every single one.
Oh.
He does it one-handed with a single sword. It's crazy.
Do you have to be there in person to watch it, or is it televised?
Oh, no, you got to show up.
How many people show up, and where is it done? You said it was in some sort of public square?
Yeah, it's in a central square in Riyadh. I mean, every city will have their own one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty horrible, actually.
How many people show up to watch?
I mean, it's pretty crowded. It's
hundreds?
I bet if we did it in America, people would show up here, too.
Oh, I bet they would.
No, I'm sure.
It would draw quite the crowd. Thank you, Duncan, for your call here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We do have Skype as well.
Even though I'm against the death penalty, when it comes to this John Battaglione or whatever his name is, I'm not looking at this moment, in Texas, Battaglia, I'm not going to shed a tear over this guy if he does get the death penalty. Frankly, if he is found incompetent to be killed because he's criminally insane or whatever the terminology is, again, the idea that that's getting off is ludicrous. These institutions that they keep people in are prisons. They're the same thing as, the idea that somebody gets off because they've been found insane, it's ludicrous. That assumption is made by people who are completely ignorant of the criminal justice system in the United States.
We have Rich. He's in Michigan. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, sir. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts, Rich.
I was listening, and earlier on I heard you say something about the Christians that why wouldn't you want to, or Christians should want to, leave them in jail so that they can suffer for a long time or something like that.
No, that's not what I said.
No, I think that what I was trying to say is that if you are Christian, then you understand that anybody can ask for forgiveness, and that's what kind of what Jesus does, is passes out forgiveness.
Right.
Under the normal understanding of Christianity, not the holiness preacher Willie who called in earlier, but under the normal understanding of Christianity, so then if you want somebody to be punished for their crimes as a Christian, why would you want to send them to the happy place quickly?
Well, that's assuming that they're going to go there. And like you said, that's a good chance that they would accept Jesus maybe before they died. And honestly, as a Christian, that's what I want. I want them to accept Jesus no matter what they did here on earth. We all have a time and an opportunity of redemption and, before we die. So we can accept Jesus and be forgiven and go to heaven or not. And that's what I would hope for. I don't want somebody to be tortured in prison forever because, that's the right thing to do. Actually, I would want them to accept Jesus. Now, the death penalty is a different thing. I was just commenting that, as a Christian, I don't want them to go through any kind of real type of torture or anything like that. I want them to get saved. And, it might be torturous for them, and that might be exactly where God wants them so that they can minister to others to lead them to Christ in heaven. But the idea of them staying there as torturous because what they did, that they killed a family or whatever.
I don't think anyone on this show, at least behind the microphone, said anything like that. Rich, thanks for clarifying your thoughts on this, though. I appreciate it. What I said was that who would Jesus kill? So I wasn't advocating for torture, because obviously a Christian should be against torture as well. I mean, that's...
I can see how he got what he got out of what I said. I don't have a particular problem with what he says, but I do not...
You didn't advocate for torture.
I would then not say that I think that the death penalty is the humane answer. No, I'm not saying that. The humane thing to do and the inhumane thing to do both is life in prison. Both of those are the best choice, because it prevents flawed humans from making mistake, that final mistake.
Toll-free number tonight, you may join us here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And this is the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Saturday edition of the show. Death penalty is on the table for discussion. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Hey, how would you like to save 20% when you shop at Amazon? How about about saving more than 20%?
It sounds crazy, doesn't it? Just the idea that you could save 20% on something on Amazon?
It does sound too good to be true because, you know, Amazon doesn't really run sales. I mean, the prices sometimes go down. Prices sometimes go up. Depends. You know, there's different people selling on Amazon. But you can save big time by using saveitpurse.com. Now, the catch is, there's a catch. Catch is, you have to use Bitcoin. Now, that's not a very big catch. That's not like a scammy, read the fine print kind of catch. That's, in fact, the whole point of saveitpurse.com, is to use Bitcoin to get a huge discount buying through Amazon. And it works well. I've been using it for more than a year. So go to saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, and you can register for your account there. If you don't have Bitcoin yet, that's okay. You can still go sign up for your account at saveitpurse.com. Then go and get some Bitcoin. I recommend using Coinbase. It's, you know, you'd have to jump through some hoops, like hooking it up to your bank account. But because you've jumped through those hoops, you can get Bitcoin at 1% over market cost. And so pay 1% over market for Bitcoin, then turn around on Amazon and get 20% off. Or more. Or less. You get to choose what
that's
your discount is.
19%. Yeah.
I think the first time you run saveitpurse.com, it's a 15%. They'll like max you out at 15% off. But then once you bust through that after your first purchase, I think, then you can get 20% or more. But go to saveitpurse.com and get started there. There's some cool new developments also over at saveitpurse.com, including merchants, which means that people are now able to sell their stuff at saveitpurse.com. I just heard about this weekend, so I don't know much else about it. I know they're now competing with eBay, where eBay's jacking you. If you're selling stuff on eBay, they're jacking you for like 15% or 10% or something ridiculous like that. Saveitpurse.com is apparently only charging 1% to their vendors. So that's pretty cool. So now it's more than just Amazon over at saveitpurse.com. Give it a try. It costs you nothing to try it. Let's continue here. You can bring up what you want. Let's go first to let's talk to Charlie, listening to WBCK in Battle Creek, Michigan. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I would have said in the olden days, you know, back a while back, I would have kind of agreed with the death penalty, but there's a lot of things changed since then, and I don't think I would agree with it anymore. And the two major reasons are the integrity of the people in the legal system. You're leaving it up to them to decide what's right or wrong, depending
right.
on what
lawyers.
Mood that,
right, lawyers, or as we call them down south, liars.
Yeah, the corruption with the judges and the lawyers in the system, it's unbelievable nowadays. And then you got another major factor, which would be, you know, they're loading so many people up on these psych drugs that and giving them to them since they're kids, and then they want to complain when they do something crazy when they've been soaking their brains with this stuff for 15 years. It's just not fair because they really are not responsible.
No doubt about it. Charlie, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Yeah, with punishment is certainly, it comes, you know, whose responsibility is important when it comes to punishment. For me, if somebody's taking psych drugs and it's driven them insane, I don't particularly care whether or not they're responsible. What I care is did they do it? And if they did it, then they probably need to be separated from society. I think that imprisonment or the death penalty or whatever should be used in order to protect society, not as punishment. I don't want to run a legal system, a judicial system, that's here to enact the vengeance that you want.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll go first to Carl, listening in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNMT. Hey, Carl.
Hi there. You guys, your voices sound similar. Anyways, I quickly say the old man was a Nixonite all the way. No,
what?
I'm telling you, I was going to say my father was a big Nixonite. And, I'm going to tell you about my view on capital punishment.
Sure.
My mother was Democrat all the way until abortion became legal. As far as the death penalty, I think it should be, it kind of is right now, left up to the family to some degree. If there's an absolute senseless murder, and nobody screwed somebody first. I'm kind of a believer in you screw me first. I think I should be able to screw you better. But anyways, yeah, it should be left up to the families on a census situation. And I just also wanted to add that I've seen where somebody has a loved one murdered, and they can't seem to get over it until they talk to you know, this killer or whatever, and sometimes in order for them to go on, it's quite touching, I've noticed, when these people talk to these people that have hurt a loved one. And, it's a beautiful thing when it happens, but, I just wanted to say
I don't think that's a bad idea for people to converse with the person who killed their loved one.
I think it's a great idea.
Thanks, Carl, for your call tonight.
I would like to point out that there is a petition right now on change.org. I get these because I've signed up for a petition at one point, and many of them I find offensive. This one, however, I'm certainly for, is by a woman named Darlene. I'm going to say that's how that's pronounced. Farah, mother of Shelby Farah. Shelby was killed by somebody, and Darlene is trying to get the state's attorney of Florida, Angela Corey, to give this killer life, not death. So in this case, Florida, one of the more executing states out there, is not allowing the family's opinion to matter as far as the execution goes. So I can't speak to every execution. I can certainly imagine that some families want some people executed, but I'm not trying to run a system here where you can have a vengeance system. That's not what I'm looking for. I think it would be significantly better if they allowed these people who are, put in prison to do some kind of work where they stay away from society. I'm not talking about them going out and selling encyclopedias door to door. I'm talking about them staying in prison but doing some kind of work remotely. I do my work remotely from my house. Certainly prisoners could do the same thing, working remotely. And then the money that they earn, or some large portion of the money they earn, goes to the victims, goes to the family members. Doesn't that make a hell of a lot more sense than spending millions of dollars on court cases to kill these people?
Oh, wow. Encyclopedias. Boy, talk about a throwback.
Yeah, that just doesn't happen anymore.
Nope, sure doesn't.
I was doing a search engine, somehow ended up on Encyclopedia Britannica's site, and I'm like, whoa, what happened here? Find me Wikipedia.
Are they still selling the books?
I don't know anything about the books. I just found their site, and I'm like, I don't even care about their site. I want to be on Wikipedia.
Right. Let's continue here because, that's a whole other story. Let's go and back to the phones, to the fun. Adam is listening in North Carolina. Actually, we're going to – hang on, Adam. We'll bring you back here. Sorry about that. 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. We'll hear from Adam. And you, if you want to share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition continues. You can, of course, talk about the death penalty or whatever happens to be on your mind. And, of course, join us live and online anytime at freetalklive.com. Our webcam's been upgraded to HD as of tonight.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. We'll take your calls about what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You may Skype in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Let's continue here. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's an hour and a half long feature-length documentary film about our friend and former co-host Derek J. Freeman, who is back, by the way, in the Shire. He came by the LRN.FM studios two nights ago, and he and his boyfriend are now moved into their new place. They signed a two-year lease out on the seacoast of New Hampshire, so happy to have Derek back here in the Shire. If you haven't seen his movie yet, though, it's free to watch online. So go to victimlesscrimespree.com. He gets arrested five times in a one-year time frame. It's a documentary. It all happened, and it all happened on video. And you can see it. It might make you laugh, might make you cry, all in one movie. victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. We just barely tried. Adam didn't even get a chance to say hello to you. Adam, go ahead with your thoughts. You're on the air now.
Thank you very much. Well, I just want to let you know that, you know, I'm a Messianic Jew, so I believe in both the Old Testament and New Testament, and both are pro-life and, you know, death penalty. Obviously, in the Old Testament, you know, God allowed that to happen, but in the New Testament, Jesus said, as someone said earlier on the show, those that have not sinned cast the first stone. And I think that really says that it depends on the type of people that are making this judgment. this whole idea of man judging man to life or death, it only works when you have a perfect society. Mm. And ours is far from that.
No, of course not. There are people involved.
Right, right. The other point I want to make that is, the forefathers of Christianity, they were against the death penalty. And what's good reason? Because in our society, it's going south pretty fast. And, I'm concerned, both as a Jew and as a Christian, that, they may make believing Yahweh illegal. And
seems like it's a long ways off.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But what the point I'm trying to make is, if it becomes a felony to believe in God instead of science or whatever, what have you, that death penalty, may be instituted on Christians. That's happened in the past. And it may happen again in the future.
Seems unlikely that's going to happen in the United States, where the majority of people identify as Christian.
It looks like in some ISIS countries, the death penalty for being Christian has been enacted.
Yeah. I mean, you can talk about Sharia law,
No, that's not Sharia law. No, that's not Sharia law. Sharia law
These are just nut jobs using their religion to get what they want.
Right. Adam, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Sharia law is a set of rules for people who consider themselves Muslim. And they, adopt that because they're Muslim. But it's not, obviously some people are going to have different interpretations of what Sharia law means, just like Christians have different interpretations of what the Bible means, for instance. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But for the most part, Sharia law, as it's been explained to me, talks about how you wash your feet. Like, it's more of like a how to be a Muslim, how to worship, how to do those sorts of things. Let's continue, though. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We'll go next to Mark in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WMTN.
Well, hi, guys. I've listened to you off and on for a couple of years, and I really respect your positions on a lot of things and disrespect your opinions on others.
Okay.
But I ultimately respect the fact that you live up to your namesake, Free Talk. Free Talk Live, and so you the whole thing with the Free State Project and all that stuff, I mean, absolutely wonderful. I understand you're libertarian primarily and your political viewpoint as far as politics goes, but we're not here talking about politics. I mean, politics really...
We could be.
Though it has something to do with everything, it is not everything with which to view something.
Okay.
And so, tonight we're on the, kind of on the subject of the death penalty and on the subject of Christianity and sort of how those beliefs may, coincide together and how they can be reconciled one with another.
All right, that's a good summary so far. What do you think?
It is my opinion, okay, and everybody's entitled to one.
Yes, sir. That's why we're here.
And, it's like buttholes. Everybody's got one. And
yes, that's right. Go ahead. Spit it out.
A lot of them stink. Okay. So here you go. If a person is a Christian and they believe in the death penalty, they believe it is just. And yet, according to, freedom, they believe a woman has the right of choice. I say that both are wrong because...
How many Christians believe the death penalty is just, but also believe in a woman's right to choose? It seems like that's pretty incongruous for most of them.
Well, you might be surprised, because it's kind of hidden. Our pastors don't speak of it as often as they should. And I guess by now you've figured out I'm a Christian. Our pastors don't speak of it as often as they should.
Abortion?
The Yes.
Lots of them speak a great deal.
To take another human life is granted, of course, to all of us. I mean, you know, we can all pull the trigger. We can all.
Well, you have the ability.
God made man, and Sam Colt made him equal.
But the conscience, right? Well, see, I guess my problem is that, or my concern. Let me put it that way, because I really respect you guys. I mean, you know, I love what you do.
All right. And, get to your concern. We got to keep you focused.
My concern is that this whole discussion might be skewed to the extent that taking a human life is something which is within the decision of man rather than God.
Now, well, it certainly does seem to be within the decision of man.
Well, it may seem that way, but you know, God, if you believe...
Are you saying there's no free will?
No.
You're saying that only God can kill people?
Not. Because, absolutely not. Because,
well, who decides to take life?
You see, God could only love us if we were able to love him freely. See, if we did not make the choice to love, if we did not make that choice on our own, it's like, you know, a little kid, you know,
thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. You're all over the place, man. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What do you think about that, Mark?
I believe that fetuses are humans and that abortion is the taking of a human life. I believe that the death penalty...
I do not agree.
I understand, and I don't believe it's a libertarian issue. I also believe the death penalty is wrong, and I'm not a Christian. So I don't really have any relationship to the stuff he was saying, because I agree.
I'm not really sure what he was saying.
Right. I think it's really strange.
I'm glad he likes the show, though.
When Christians
appreciate that.
Don't believe in abortion, do believe in the death penalty, and then talk about being pro-life. I mean, I think that's complicated.
We've got time for you. If you want to get your thoughts in right now, you can call toll-free at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at lrn.fm on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you're on the line right now, we're going to do our best to get you on the air. But if you don't get in tonight, we do the show live 7 nights a week. And pretty much every other night but Saturday, it's super easy to get on the air. So if you feel like you're left out, if you've been dialing and getting busy signals all night because the phones have been loaded wall to wall all night long, I guarantee you, tomorrow night, every night after that for the whole week, it's no problem to get through here on Free Talk Live, because we're here 7 nights a week. And our Saturday show is our most popular show. We've got more radio stations on Saturday night than any other night of the week. So even if we're not on in your local town on the radio, we're still here doing a show, and there are still stations picking us up, and you know, however many people listening on satellite and around the globe on the internet. So we always want to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Let's go right back to the phones, to the fun. You can bring up anything. Nate is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nate.
Hello. How are you all doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Nate? Go ahead.
Well, I was calling to see if you all want to break a world record by doing a broadcast from underwater.
How would you do that exactly? You mean like in some sort of facility that is underwater?
No, I'm a commercial diver. I'm one of those guys that you see on TV sometimes. I was actually on the History Channel, you know, wearing a big yellow hat, and you can breathe up from it and talk into it and broadcast a radio show from underwater.
I gotta say, I'm not really much of a underwater kind of guy. Mark, what about you?
I'm for this. Whatever it is, it sounds interesting to me.
I mean, I've done some snorkeling, but you know, that's about it. I've never done scuba diving.
Yeah, I do. My wife is a former dive master, and so she's she just loves going and doing this stuff. She stays down about twice as long as me because I just suck all the oxygen up out of my tank.
Well, this is surface supplied air diving. You have a hose that comes down to you and hooks up into the hat.
Stay
down there as long as you want.
Huh.
Perfectly comfortable, and we can even pump hot water down to you, so you can tell us to dial it up, dial it down, be as comfortable as you want.
So
we're just looking for somebody who's willing to do it. Really, the world record.
This
right now,
it's an interesting gimmick. Now you're calling from Virginia. How are you listening to the show tonight?
AM radio, and
okay.
I'm actually looking at you guys right now, but you're delayed on the screen.
Are you watching on our YouTube channel?
Here's a wave for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I am.
This sounds like it'd be a good local radio gimmick. You know what I mean? Like, if I were you, I would contact the whatever station you're listening to. Are you listening in Virginia Beach? Where are you at?
I'm in Hampton.
Is that near Virginia Beach? I don't know the geography.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I wasn't really sure where you guys were. But
station is WNIS.
Anywhere.
It's a big talk station in the area there, WNIS. I would contact,
it's a blowtorch.
Yeah, I would contact them and, you know, pitch their sales department on this. I bet you know, if you could get their morning show host or somebody like that out there to do that, that would give you more local promotion. Like, it doesn't make as much sense from a promotional aspect to be on the national radio show like we are here on Free Talk Live. We're syndicated across 170 radio stations, unless you are looking to market nationally, in which case, you know, it would be pretty hard to do it because then we'd have to travel to Virginia and it'd be probably more expensive that way. But sounds like a neat gimmick. Thanks, Nate, for your call tonight, and good luck with that. I hope you find somebody. Let's continue here. You can bring up anything that you want. Cindy's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cindy.
Hello. How are you tonight?
We're doing a radio show and having fun. Go ahead.
I just wonder, I mean, I know we talk a lot about people that have to come in here that we don't want to come in. But
Who's that?
Well, building borders and the refugees.
Oh, I want people to come in. I want a free country. I want people who from around the world who want to live in a more free place to be able to come here.
Hard workers.
So don't include me in your we.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. As long as they're legal, yes.
No, I don't care about the law. I think that people who are peaceful should be able to come here without asking any government bureaucrat's permission. Why should someone have to ask some government bureaucrat's permission to come to a supposedly free country? That doesn't sound like freedom, does it?
Well, then just about anybody could pose as somebody like that.
That's okay.
You're right.
I think innocent until proven guilty.
Well, I think that what she's correct about is that you can't have these adventurous foreign military campaigns going on all over the world where the United States has been involved in, the United States government has been involved in, essentially has 1,000 military bases, in like 130.
Even if the U.S. government wasn't killing people all around the world, the immigration xenophobes would still use that as an excuse that there could still be a killer who wants to come in here.
Well, there certainly would be, but there wouldn't be as many people with a vendetta.
I'd rather have innocent until proven guilty, and I'm not going to ask some government bureaucrat for permission. Why would you want to ask some government bureaucrat for permission?
Speak.
I am letting her speak, asking her a question.
Well,
is that freedom, Cindy?
Apparently, I just would like to say I'm sorry. I did not realize I was opposite or polar opposite your opinion. I do.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize for it.
No, that's fine. But what I was saying is we're all worried about the vetting processes and putting up a wall and whatever. What about all the people that Obama is commuting the sentences of? He is already the highest president so far to the number of commutes in history.
So, now who is he commuting sentences of? I know he's done some drug sentencing commutations, and I support that. What else has he commuted?
Well, that depends. Some of them have lengthy legal issues anyway. But the point is, what about those? Is everybody checking their histories before they're let go? No, I don't really think that they are by what I've heard. So,
well, it would be really unwise of him and to just go willy-nilly commuting all kinds of sentences. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people in the federal system. He's commuted, I think, something like 200 people's sentences.
Compare it to any other time, apparently.
That's true. A lot, but he's certainly commuted a lot more presidents' sentences, but of the people who were in the prison system, we're still talking about less than 1%. So,
am I supposed to be concerned about any of these people, though? Because I heard that he commuted some drug offenders, people who are, you know, nonviolent drug offenders.
I don't believe anybody who, any crime with a victim, is my understanding.
I disagree. I have heard otherwise, but
who?
I don't know for sure, and I cannot give you.
Okay, so it sounds like, you know, if you don't know for sure, then that's the end of our conversation. Thanks, Cindy. Let's continue here and go to Jim in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WILM. Hey, Jim.
Hey, on that last caller, I think he shouldn't let any dealers free from prison until drugs are made legal, because they'll just go back and deal. Well,
What's wrong with selling drugs?
How about the pushers?
What's wrong with selling drugs?
Well, you know, a push. One person's pusher is another person's bartender.
I'm talking about dealers dealing in drugs with guns and stuff. Pushers, man.
What's wrong with guns? Look, as long as they're not hurting people, as long as they're not actually killing or harming human beings with the guns or whatever, if they're just using a gun to defend themselves or to protect themselves in a drug deal, what's wrong with that? That sounds sensible to me.
That's not the reason I called. I really called on the death penalty.
We've been talking about the death penalty all night long. I think it's very interesting here. You're talking about drug dealers. What's wrong with selling drugs? Excuse me, Mark. What is wrong with selling drugs?
Because it's against the law right now.
Well, that is not an answer to the question.
The law was written by a bunch of politicians, and we all know they're liars, right?
You know drugs are going to be made legal. Just release them from prison when drugs are made legal.
Well, I sure
be a long time from now.
I hope that happens. It's taken decades just to get marijuana legal.
I think that's the next Supreme Court law. Rolling, if you
really? Brother, I hope you're right.
I believe free people should be able to put in their bodies what they want for recreation. They should be responsible for every action that occurs after that. But what I think of when I think of an armed drug dealer is that I often think of like a bartender with a gun behind the counter. Isn't he an armed drug dealer?
So you've done some ecstasy, Jim?
Can you give me some MDMA?
I cannot, but I can tell you how to get it. Thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate it. You go on the dark web. They've got it there.
They've got all kinds of awful things there.
Well, no, MDMA is not an awful thing.
No, but they've MDMA got all kinds of awful things.
They have awful things there, but they also have some really good things, like MDMA, which is actually like one of the most beneficial drugs known to mankind.
I know you think it's going to save us all.
As far as I'm concerned. Yeah, I think a lot of people, if they if they believe in restricting freedom, if they believe in having a police state, and they're afraid of their fellow man from around the world, I think people taking MDMA could help them come together, could help them, you know, get over some of their issues that they have with other human beings.
It certainly can be used to treat people who have PTSD and have been, you know, have psychological damage and that sort of thing.
You're right about that. There have actually been some small studies, so not, you know, scientifically huge, but small studies with small study size or sample sizes that have actually shown PTSD has been cured by as little as one dose of MDMA under therapy. And if you didn't get in tonight, we do want to hear from you. Just call us tomorrow. We start the show at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time every single night of the week. Now, live in HD on our YouTube channel. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see us there when we're live. And then later on, you can just go to our YouTube channel and watch it later if you want. Of course, audio archives and more, all free, all the time at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.